I'm reading from Isaiah chapter 53, verse number 2. We'll read verse 1 and 2. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. I think that everybody in this audience, sitting here immediately, and most everyone in this television audience that'll be watching us tonight, agree that Christ is the root of all things pertaining to life and godliness. Amen. He is the root of all things pertaining to life and godliness. We may talk of our salvation, or he's the root rather, in the matter of salvation. Nothing else is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. There is no rhythm, no rhyme, there's no system. There is nothing outside of Jesus Christ that makes us citizens of the kingdom of God. We may talk of our experience. We may talk of our decision. We may talk of our church membership. We may talk of our baptism. But the root of the matter is this. What think you of Christ? Every human being on this earth. We have those that make the water the salvation. There's others that make certain works of the church salvation. There is in so-called Christian community that have salvation resting somewhere in one of the acts here or there. But there is nothing in which there's salvation apart from the person of Christ. It is not your baptism. It is not your partaking of the Lord's Supper. It's not partaking of the Mass. It is Christ and Christ alone that's the root of the matter of salvation. It is Christ, the foundation of our hope, and no other thing. It is Christ. Listen, is Christ your life, or is he something that you've tacked on to your not-so-perfect life? This is what's happened to many people. I talk to people, I've always been a Christian. No, you haven't always been a Christian. If there hasn't been a time somewhere, someplace, where you recognize you were lost outside of Christ and came to a place of repentance and were birthed of God, then you are lost no matter if you were raised in the church, sprinkled or baptized as a baby, been taking communion or mass since you got into this world. You are lost unless you've been born of God. Amen. You are lost. Listen, is Christ your life, or is he just something you've tacked on to not so perfect life? If Christ is not the both, the beginning and end of your salvation, then you have built on the wrong foundation and you're lost in your sins. I said you're lost in your sins. Christ is the root of all the knowledge of God. The root, all of it. We talked this morning early in the prayer meeting, talking to my good friend Brother Byram. We were talking about Jesus saying, you shall know the truth, excuse me, and the truth shall set you free. Now we've made that a lot of things, but Jesus said, I'm the truth. We hear a lot of preachers today talking about praying to your God, whoever he is. There isn't but one God. I said, there isn't but one God. Let me tell you something. If I love God and you love God, I love God. I have something in me wanting to know God. Now, if the wrong people had got to me and told me Buddha was God, I'd love Buddha, but I wouldn't be free. I said I wouldn't be free. I'd be lost, you listening to me. To know the truth is to know the true and the living God through his Son, Jesus Christ. That's truth. You know the truth. Jesus said, I'm the truth. I don't care how much about the Bible you know. Some of the most restricted people I've ever met in my life are Bible thumpers and quoters. Amen. There is the fundamentalist that'll send you to hell unless you subscribe to his particular creed. He himself doesn't know God. He may know about God. He may quote 1,000 scriptures. But it is that personal knowledge of a person called Jesus that set me free. Hallelujah to God. Oh, let me tell you, 39 years ago, I walked into a little full gospel church, an alcoholic going straight to hell. But at an altar, I met a person. I walked out of there free. Hallelujah to God. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, I'm talking about the root of righteousness. He is the root. Christ is the root of all spiritual knowledge of God. All spiritual knowledge, apart from a knowledge of God, listen, all so-called spiritual knowledge of God, apart from Jesus Christ, will soon wither. I said it'll soon wither. It is nothing. It is nothing. Christ is the manifestation of God. Oh, let me say it till the rafters shout it. Let me say it till you stand on your feet. Let me say it till this community bows its knees. Jesus Christ is the manifestation of God. Oh, hear me, church. Hear me, Golden Triangle. There is a manifestation of God, and it's Christ Jesus the Lord. To know Christ is to know God. He that hath the Son hath the Father. But he that don't have the Son can't have the Father apart from that Son. You hear me? I said you can't have the Father apart from that Son. Oh, you say I'm sincere. Has nothing to do with it. The hell is full of people sincerely wrong. I said hell is full of people sincerely wrong. No, listen, to know Christ is to know God. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. John 17:3. Isaiah called him in my text a root out of dry ground. What a marvel that is, that Christ is a root that did not need the help of the soil. Oh, hallelujah to God. Oh, I'm going to shout a little, folks. Oh, let me tell you something. Oh, he said he's a root out of dry ground. Let me tell you, you're going to plant grass, you're going to plant a flower, you put it in dry ground. If you don't water that ground, it'll die. You know why? Because without water, it cannot take the nutrients from that soil. But this book said my Savior was a root out of dry ground. Oh, mister, he walked this earth, but the earth gave him nothing. I said the earth gave him nothing. Hallelujah to God. He was a root out of dry ground. He took nothing from the soil. Listen, Christ was and he is not our root by natural descent. You hear me? I said he was not and is not our root by natural descent. The root did not come out of his nationality. He owed nothing to his followers. They were base men of the earth. He owed nothing to the times, for they were not then or now conducive to true worship. All that Christ did and all that he was came from himself. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. It came out of himself. Everything that he was and all that Christ is came from himself. Isn't that wonderful? He is not only the root of all knowledge of God, but he's the root of our salvation. Why do we say that? Listen. Why do we say that? Number one, because the tree and the branches both proceed from the root. Amen. They both proceed from the root. There's no branch living apart from the root. Amen. They both proceed from the root. Second, this is the message of Matthew 13:6-21. That I'm the vine, you're the branches. Matthew, the gospel, everything comes out of the root. He is in it all. Third, listen. The root is the life of the plant. As you therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk you in Him, rooted and built up in Him. Colossians 2, 6 and 7. The root was there before the plant appeared, before you ever saw a sprig. I'm going to tell you something, young people. Christ was my salvation before the foundation of the world. Amen. Eternities before I ever got here, before I ever knelt at an altar. Christ was the root of my salvation. That root is there before the plant ever appears. And Christ was my salvation and your salvation before the world ever come into being. That is the root of salvation. Listen, listen, even though we cannot know or see the direction of the root, it is still there. Amen. And it's the source of strength and standing. Christ as the root must be first. You have nothing. I said, you have nothing without the root. Raised in religion, but lost. My God, what a horrible thing. I can think of all the deceptions that have been fostered on this earth. All the lies that have been told. And all the deceivableness of men. But there's nothing so horrible as to think that a human being grew up in a church that was supposed to make him know Christ and never knew Jesus, never come to know that salvation is of the Lord. I talked to hundreds of people in this auditorium this morning, thousands of them in this television audience. You, many of you, have been birthed of God, but your testimony is, I was in the church all of my life. I went to Sunday school. I received all kinds of prizes. I was there. I was a deacon. I was a Sunday school teacher. Yet I discovered one day I was lost. Listen, my God, folks, you have nothing apart from the root. There can be no branch. There can be no fruit without the root. Christ is the root of it all. Do you listen to me? Jesus Christ, the tree does not bear the root. The root bears the tree. Romans 11, 6 through 18, or 16 through 18. Listen, our fruit and our future lies and is tied to the root. Our fruit and our future, you hear me, church, is tied to the root. The day that something in this church becomes more important than Jesus Christ, that's the day you need to look for another church. You listen to me tonight. Water baptism has usurped the place of the person of Christ. You need to find the place where He's taught. You sitting there that you're saved by your church membership and not the blood of God's Son. You need to look for another church. Oh, you say that don't make for unity. I'm not here making any appeal for sectarian unity. I'm here to tell you individually that without Jesus Christ, you are a lost person. And I know that religion has deceived. We've been told that you just tack Christ onto it. Go and live like the devil. Even the church is full of that nonsense. But I'm going to tell you, when He becomes your Lord, when you're tied into the root, then you're set free. I don't have to pop pills. I don't have to drink beer. I don't have to be entertained by a world. Oh, praise God. I've found life in the root. Peace and joy. Oh, hallelujah. The fruit and future lies in the root. The fruit of the believer is due to the root. John 15, 1 through 4 says it. It reveals that we cannot bear fruit except we abide in Christ. Is that what it says? If you accept you abide in me, you're alone. You cannot bear fruit unless you're packed into Christ through the power of a new birth, born again. Oh, that's not a figure of speech. That's a reality. I said, that's a reality. Oh, I've got folks sitting in this audience. There's a young lady here, got one of the most beautiful testimonies, many other. She is dead, mister. Caught up in that world of drugs and hell and hope, dead, pronounced dead. Then through the mercies of God, He let her live. She caught back into it. But then in it all, found Jesus. Amen. Didn't go through a halfway house. Wasn't sent off to a farm. But life, oh my God, the I'm talking. I'm talking about life. I'm talking about life. Hallelujah. Bill and Kelly Silvernail come into this place, their own testimony. I know they don't mind. We gave it in the paper. 700 Club carried it. Bowed, bound, fettered by the drug of alcohol. We didn't send them to a teen challenge. I appreciate teen challenge. We didn't send them to a camp. We didn't send them to a halfway house. But they came in, alcoholics, walked out of this church, free people by the power. Oh my God, I'm talking about the truth of life. You know what happened? You there. Listen to me on this television. You know what happened? They were grafted into the root and a new life, not a reformed life, but a new life in Christ. Oh, it's hard to contain yourself here this morning. I'm telling you that Jesus is here. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Listen to it. Amen. Proverbs 12:12 said, the wicked desireth the net of evil men, but the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. Oh, glory to God. Oh, listen to it. He said, the root of the righteousness, that's Christ, produces or yieldeth fruit. Our fruit flows from Christ. You hear me? Our fruit flows from Christ. If I'm holy, it's because Christ is holy. Oh, hallelujah. Did you hear me, choir? I said, did you hear me? If I'm holy, it's because Christ is holy. If I'm kind, it's because Christ is kind. Oh, I'm talking about the fruit that comes from the root. If you have hate in your heart, if you have prejudice in your heart, if you have envy in your heart, I'm telling you, it didn't come out of the root of righteousness. If I'm kind, it was birthed in Christ. If I love, it's because Christ is love. Oh, listen to me. Listen to me, church. The fruit of life is a product of the root. The product of the root. As I live in that vine, as I live in that root, all that life coming up out of that root is in me. Oh, hallelujah. And the fruit of my life is a product. I have no claim, listen, I have no claim to any goodness except I'm in union with Christ. And if my union with Him, it is that union with Him that brings forth the fruit to His glory. Mere external ties cannot make you a part of the root. You hear me? Just joining a church cannot make you a part of the root. Just being baptized in that tank can't make you a part of the root. Just knowing the preacher cannot make you a part. It cannot be an external thing. It's union with Christ in the Spirit. It's birth of God. It's His life flowing up through me. It's I'm a part of Him. He's a part of me. That's life. Did you hear me? I said, that's life. Fruit comes out of it. Fruit comes out of it. Listen, you must be vitally joined to Christ by the new birth if you're going to bring forth fruit unto righteousness, or else your fruit is false, and sooner or later it'll be revealed as that. Not only is your fruit due to the root, but so is your future. Your future. I got good news for you. I said I got good news for you. Hallelujah. Mr. Reagan don't have the answer any more than the folks before him. They didn't have the answer. They're good men. I'm not saying that the worst president we ever had, better than the best dictator ever lived on this earth. Amen. I got no rocks to throw. I'm just telling you, the answer isn't there. Amen. My future is in that root. Amen. To many of you, the future looks dim and gloomy. Many of you I'm talking to by this television, many of you sitting here, the future has no hope. It looks gloom. It looks doomy. But I want to tell you, if your judgment of the future is derived from the outward appearance of the tree, I can understand your depression. I said, I can understand your depression. If you are judging your life on what you see outwardly of that tree, amen, that I can understand you beat out. There's a lot of things I'm looking at out there that calls itself religion, that if I thought my hope was in that, I'd be depressed this morning. I said I'd be depressed, but I want you to know your future is as strong as the root. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah to God. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, don't look at the tree. Don't look at some of the thing that's a growing. Your future is as strong as the root. In the book of Revelation, God said, the root of righteous, or the root of Jesse, shall reign. Christ is still on the throne, and this book says he's going to rule forever. My future is in that. Hallelujah. Oh, no. Not in the Democratic Party. Not in the Republican Party. Not in a new party they may form. But I'm anchored to the root. Hallelujah. Not just anchored to it, I'm in it. And he is in me. And the life of that root is flowing through me. And I'm just as secure. My future is over his enemy, and the revive and sap comes from the root. Not a program of man, not something man devises, but the revive and sap comes from the root. Winter's going to be over here pretty soon. We haven't had too much of it. A lot of dead trees over around the house. Drive along the freeway and you look out there, all brown, no leaves, no nothing, but something magical is going to happen in a few days. I said something wonderful is going to happen. That old ground is going to get warm. Oh yes, sir. And out of that root, you see that root, all that sap from the branches gone down into that root to guarantee the severest storms it'll survive. All of it's down there. But somewhere in the next few weeks, that sap's going to come out of that root and flow up through those branches, going to push off those dead twigs and set green leaves on it. I'm telling you, sitting here this morning, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, the life is in the root. If you let that sap flow up, there's a hope for you this morning. Oh, yes, there's a hope. The whole of it. Oh, the whole of it. But finally, listen, hear me, church. Let's get down to the root of this matter. You will wither and die except you be joined to Christ. Listen to me in this audience. Listen to me, you here. You will wither and die except you be joined to Christ. Except you be joined. Listen, how you join to the root, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. 1 John 12:24. You must die to all else and Christ become Lord. Then the life that you so earnestly have sought will flow up from that root into us. Salvation is of the Lord. That means more than the theologian has made it. That just simply says, if you don't have the Lord, you don't have salvation. Amen. Salvation isn't something that God give you, brother, apart from himself. Did you hear me? Did you hear me this morning? Salvation is of the Lord. That don't mean that God's got salvation to give apart from himself. That just simply means every saved person under God's heaven has Christ in their heart. Yeah. Of the Lord means Jesus is there. It doesn't mean that I come to him and he's going to give me something and say, now you take that and do the best you can with it. No, no. When I was born again, into this heart came Jesus. I was anchored in the root and a new life flowed up. Hallelujah. That didn't like alcohol, didn't like drugs, had no lust, had no envy, had no hatred, Loved every human being that God made. You hear me? Loved every human being that God made. Amen. That life flowed up into me, that did in me what I never could do. I began to love what I hated. I see some Christians, so-called, that hang on to their hate. They still hate what they always hated. You know why? You're living in the wrong life. That isn't his life. That isn't his life. It said, I hate what I loved and love what I hated. You found that to be true? Oh, yes. I love what I didn't believe I could ever love. I've had folks come to me and said to me, before I saved, I hated you. I said, why? Something I said? No, because of what you were. I said, well, how is it now? Well, I love you. Love what they hated. Hallelujah. Love what they hated. Oh, listen. You can't have his life and hang on to that. You hear me? You can't have his life and hang on to hate. And nowhere in here. He said, love your enemies. Pray for those that despitefully use you. That is the evidence of this life. You say, I can't do that. You know why you can't? You don't have his life. I'm not being unkind. I'm just telling you, if you live in Christ, you love what you couldn't love. The root of righteousness. How are you joined? Except a corn of wheat falls into the dye. You must die to everything else if Christ is to be Lord. In the root, hear me now, in the root, all my needs are met. There's a lot of things come to us that we say the Lord told me, and he didn't tell us there's no such thing. But yet, he does let us see things. And I believe that he whispered to my spirit, you don't struggle for faith, son. You struggle to live in me. I cannot doubt. And to the degree that you let me live as Lord of your life, faith is never a problem. Faith is never a problem. Because faith isn't something you got apart from God himself. Faith is what you can see. The Bible said if two or three of us come here this morning in his name, he was here. I haven't seen him. I haven't seen him. Have you seen him? But he's here. Faith is the evidence of that. Where he isn't, there is no faith. But where he is, there is faith. Because his life is everything. Bow your heads with me. Father, we're coming down to a communion altar. We're coming to a close. We've tried, Jesus, to talk about you. We've tried to tell them in this television audience. They're out there hurting. Oh, God, this family's being broke up. I'm looking into homes, children on drugs, daughters pregnant, son has become a homosexual. Evil is everywhere. But you're the answer. Let them reach out now in the name of Jesus and take a hold of this great truth. And let Jesus, the life and the root, become their life. Then the victory you seek is there. Look to him. Ask him to save you. Then listen. You must be a part of a vital church of truth. God bless you. Good